escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hillary Clinton's out there the last 5 days on a propaganda thing. This is Russian disinformation. I never approved any plan. She admitted to proving a plan. Go through her book. Go through her speeches, go through the op-eds her staff wrote. They were so proud of what they did back in 2017. They bragged about it. That is impeachable material. That takes time to do. We have an 8,000-word story today, basically the signed confessions of all of the Clinton team admitting they did this, even though now they're claiming they didn't. But that's what prosecutors also have to do. We have to demand that Pam Bondi give us regular updates so that we can not just hear that a strike force has been named, but who's on it? Where is it being worked? Where are the first subpoenas? If we don't see action, it isn't just losing 5 to 10% of the MAGA base short term, which I agree with you. You might even lose more than that, Steve. But long term, if we don't punish the behavior that we now know exists out there in its most egregious form, the temptation to do this the next time Democrats are in power is going to be enormous. You are going to handicap the future of this country and destine it to be a banana republic. Because the Democrats got away with it this time. That's the stakes are even higher than losing the MAGA base.
Yep, those are the stakes. And folks, things are moving along quickly. Molly Hemingway nailed this last night on Fox News when she said, look, it is different now. We have evidence we didn't have even a few weeks ago.
What's really important for people to know is that in the last couple of weeks, we have had an explosive amount of information giving brand new details that weren't previously released about how the Obama chiefs and Obama conspired to hide real information, showing that, yes, Russia did what it always did, but it didn't really have any effect and it wasn't done on behalf of a particular candidate. You might remember that we spent years with the false claim that it was done to benefit Trump. We then had also that they manufactured intelligence and immediately leaked it to compliant media people. And then they had people within their agencies fighting so hard to keep these falsehoods and lies from getting out. And they were threatened with their jobs. They were told there was secret intelligence. We also learned what this supposed secret intelligence was. I mean, just absolutely explosive stuff that's brand new and that really does show that there was a very bad conspiracy. And so this investigation is good. And the people who were involved in it, which is a lot of the Democrat Party, should be scared.
All right.
Meanwhile. Folks, another bombshell overnight. Loretta Lynch, Attorney General for Barack Obama. Remember, Barack Obama, according to the first Tulsi Gabbard release, did not want to mar his presidency by having Hillary Clinton convicted. They wanted to make sure that she got away with her felonies. And they eventually would end up just classifying evidence of her crimes so no one could see it, which is what happens when you're a Democrat. Well, this comes out overnight. Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general, reacting to intel. Here's what happened. The Russians somehow got a hold of intel showing that Loretta Lynch had contacted Amanda Renteria. She's a top Clinton campaign aide to promise, hey, look, don't worry. We got to have the FBI investigate you because your crimes are just becoming too obvious. It'd be embarrassing if we didn't, but we'll stop the investigation before it goes too far. Don't worry. Well, Russia had intercepted this. Russia had, you know, gotten a hold of this. The Dutch spying on Russia had intercepted it. This, this idea that Loretta Lynch is regular. I mean, can you imagine having so much power that you can commit crimes and just, you know, call up the attorney general who should be prosecuting you and she'll assure you, don't worry, we're going to have to fake investigate you, but we won't let the investigation get too far. Wouldn't that be nice? That's like a superpower. You could do anything practically. Folks, I swear, criminal justice agencies, universities, graduate programs should study Hillary Clinton for the next 100 years. No one has ever seen a person like this. She could co-opt any law enforcement agency. She started doing it in Arkansas. She did it in Whitewater. Just criminal charges would bounce right off of her. She could use political influence to control law enforcement agencies. And it wasn't just one. She did it from Arkansas all the way to D.C. By the time she was done, she has the Attorney General of the United States of America promising not to investigate yet another set of her crimes. And the FBI actively covering them up through classification. I mean, we never see anything like this. I can't even think of a comparable Democrat to this, who just has that reach and ability. And then not only do they cover up her crimes. No, that was only the beginning. Then they go to work, the FBI working as an arm of her campaign to get her elected by framing the other guy. Only Hillary Clinton can do that. I've never seen anybody else do it. But anyway, there's more leaked information this morning. So what happens is there was Russian intel. The Russians are spying on Hillary. The Dutch are spying on the Russians. And Russia had gathered compromise that Loretta Lynch had agreed, hey, listen, we're not going to let the criminal investigation get too far. Don't worry, we've got your back. She should go to prison for that. She should. That's conspiracy. Well, the Dutch are like, oh, no. And they call up the FBI, not realizing the FBI is profoundly crooked. And they're like, hey, we just want to report. Looks like there's, you know, a deal going between Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch. The report ends up in the hands of FBI attorney Baker. And he becomes very concerned and he starts writing internal memos about Loretta Lynch, saying that he's concerned that she's going to let Hillary off the hook. James Baker, he says, you know, look, I'm looking at this Dutch intel. It looks like there's a deal between Hillary and Loretta Lynch. That Loretta Lynch is going to control this, this criminal investigation. That's a problem. And so he's out there writing memos. We have those now too. So folks, this is all at the origin before we even ever get to Trump in Russia. Meaning what? The conspiracy is actually a conspiracy to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Russiagate for Trump, that comes later. And so you've got the media. You know, I mean, Fox News got Trey Gowdy on again. I guess he's going to plead with us again to not put handcuffs on John Brennan, his friend. I guess they're friends. I don't know. He acts like they're friends. He just looks so angry every time that he goes on TV. He doesn't want any of these people touched. Yeah, you know why? Because he's one of the Republicans who are going to be very embarrassed as this continues to come out. But folks, this is not Russiagate. Not really. What it really is a conspiracy by the FBI and the DOJ to cover up Hillary's crimes. And because some of the information already got out in public, frame Donald Trump for Russiagate. But Russiagate really was a secondary part of this. It wasn't even the main deal. That's the scandal. I mean, that is the true scandal. Now, can we crack the mainstream media with it? Will they ever acknowledge any of this happened?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Folks, it's so fashionable to be more loyal to another country than you are to America in the Democrat Party now. Number one trending thing all morning has been this Democrat representative, Delia Ramirez, goes down to Mexico for a Pan-American conference and declares she is a, quote, proud Guatemalan before she is an American. Now, she doesn't say she's a proud American. I am a proud Guatemalan before I am American. And of course she's applauded. Everybody agrees they hate America. She then slams America for being imperialist, on and on and on, repressive. I'm just a terrible place. Democrat congresswoman who brags on her own website she's married to an illegal immigrant. She calls it a mixed status marriage. There's a time in this country she'd have been tried. She should be tried. And then, folks, we are watching the normalization that really started with Joe Biden. You know, if you're a little more loyal to another country besides America, maybe even compromise, that's okay. We hate America. Look at this. Just broke this morning in just the news. Headline, China is happy. New memos expose Homeland Security's concern about Tim Walz's CCP connections. In other words, not China connections, but Chinese Communist Party connections. Newly released internal memos confirm the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI had longstanding concerns about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's connections to the Chinese Communist Party, especially, listen to this, after he was selected by Vice President Kamala Harris as her presidential running mate. Homeland Security turned over documents to watchdog group Judicial Watch after they won a FOIA suit. This is incredible. China is happy, one Homeland Security employee wrote in an explosive message one day after Harris announced Walz as her running mate. It goes into the background of his very deep and long Chinese connections, multiple visits to the country, living there, China generously funding his program to bring children overseas from which he profited. The declassified documents also include this: with FBI mission in the CIA field, I believe they need to get included in terms of, you know, doing a real counterintelligence investigation into him. The documents, John Solomon's Just the News reports, provide the clearest evidence yet of the alarm bells sounding in the U.S. government counterintelligence circles about the Minnesota governor's selection to be Harris's running mate. Those concerns stem from Wall's long-term ties to China and favorable interactions with the governing Communist Party dating back years. And no big deal. This is becoming normal, folks, and it is deeply alarming. How are these people passing background checks? Seriously. How are they passing back? Folks, again, before Joe Biden was ever nominated, he was under money laundering and bribery investigation by the IRS. Started back in 2019. He wasn't nominated until 2020. They had it all. They had the laptop. They knew Joe was the big guy. And what happened? Bill Barr ultimately gagged the two IRS agents who were investigating the bribes from China. $30 million. I played you the audio. Catherine Herridge had it in the fall. Got buried by a lot of election news. How did Joe Biden pass a black background check when coyote Chinese communists, $30 million? They own the guy. And then he gets into office. He starts putting American rare earth minerals mines off limits for 20 years at a pop. While his son had been cut in through Bohai Harvest into rare earth minerals deals all over the world as to profit. They don't do anything. They just get cut into the profit. This is becoming the norm. I mean, remember Mark Milley, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Donald Trump, calls China. Tells him, hey, if Trump gives me orders to go to war with you, I'm not doing that. I just want to let you know, I'm not, he's unstable. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to war with you no matter what Trump orders. And he brags about it. And folks, even worse, he got the commanding officers underneath him to swear allegiance to him, that they would not retaliate, respond to China in any way. China could have gone to war with us. They were practically invited to by Milley. And it goes on and on and on and on. You have John Kirby. I mean, Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. Here's John Kirby admitting Iran's funding Democrat street marches, the violent anti-Semitism that these universities are now having to pay fines to Trump for.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
These are Democrat street marches, violent Democrat street marches. Let's keep going. When the Iranians are not sponsoring those, who else is? China. This violence against ICE agents, the destruction, the marching, the $24 million worth of damage to LA alone, funded by a Chinese billionaire. He's actually American by birth, but he's long since moved there, and that's where he made his money, lives there. Funded by him. Chinese money running through the whole thing. Treason? Do you want to keep going? Okay. Pentagon sent $52 million to the Wuhan lab. We know that now. Why has no one from the Pentagon ever been dragged before Congress? It is one of the gravest mysteries of our time. We keep trotting Fauci out like the gimp. I don't want to hear from him anymore. I want to hear from the guy. Who's the guy at the Pentagon who wrote the check? How is that possible? They're our worst enemy on earth. USAID sent a suspiciously similar amount, $52 million, to the Wuhan lab. They set up a program to procure the bat viruses. You know how they had to go into the caves? They go through all the bat droppings and all this deep into the caves to get the deadly diseases because they weren't going to get out of the cave any other way. And they spent $52 million too, USAID. Isn't that treason? 1 million Americans are dead, so we're told. It's probably more like 500,000, but yeah. Because they lied about the death numbers too, but still. Millions the world over dead. No one cares. USAID, $52 million. Pentagon, $52 million, run through the Wuhan lab. Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden, first company they sponsor, startup company, Metabiota. Where do they go? Straight to the Wuhan lab to kill you and me and everybody else. Only American company allowed to do work there. At some point, is anybody going to investigate these connections, or is it just okay to commit treason? Are we so casual now that we go to places like Mexico if we're a Democrat representative and we brag that we are a proud Guatemalan before we're an American? Treason is hip. It's hot. It's cool. Hey, me, you know, I've got loyalty to like five other countries before you get to America. I hate this place. That's the Democrats. It's normal, and it is very, very dangerous. I'm not asking for agreement. I'm asking for just, hey, can we have loyalty to this country? Would you at least pledge not to undermine it on behalf of foreign adversaries? I could go on and on and on and on. I mean, Democrats rolling out the red carpet for China in California in a way they never, you know, have done for anybody else. I mean, this is a captured party where it is becoming the norm to brag about your loyalty to another country, be it China or Guatemala. Nobody bats an eye. This is how we lose our country.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.